Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour two, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're off and running. We got Cowboy stuff coming up at 3:20. What a tremendous sports paradise we are in. If the weather could just get a little bit better, it'd be a total paradise. We got a lot of NFL news going on, and here's Woolchuck with the peak NFL news of the day, Bully.
Who does Adam Schefter think could be a sleeper team to take a quarterback? We'll get to that in just a moment, but it appears that Mo Hurst of the Cleveland Browns got ball sacked. He told us a couple weeks back, if you remember, Browns going to Brazil. They're going to open up the season against the Eagles.
Ooh.
They're not.
Okay.
Now, conspiracy. Is this Hurst getting ball sacked, or is it the NFL thinking the script got leaked? Now we got to pivot. He's already told everyone Browns are going, no, we're going to switch because it is the Green Bay Packers who are going to play the Philadelphia Eagles when the NFL holds its first regular season game in Brazil, Friday night, September 6th in Sao Paulo.
I could see that. Oh, you leaked the story? Oh, you think you're going to cover stuff? Well, guess what? Now you look like an idiot. It's what the Cowboys did to Jane Slater.
Yeah, I could see. I just don't know how difficult it is to actually iron out that schedule. You know,
I mean, look,
like for the league wide trying to get all these games
out, didn't it? Didn't we used to do like a big schedule release, like end of March, it would be out leading. Like now it's after the draft.
After the
draft. They keep doing this later and later.
Well,
now.
they're trying to carry this thing all the way to July.
Okay.
The only month that they don't have stuff physically because the OTAs and mini camps all end in the middle of June.
Okay.
So the league takes off from the middle of June to the end of July. That's the only time they have no news. No news at all.
Makes sense. But we'll see. That's going to be a fun matchup. Jordan Love and the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, Adam Schefter went on NFL Live yesterday. He had this to say about what team he thinks could be a sleeper to draft a quarterback based on, I don't know, the current quarterback's contract. Here, Schefty.
Well, what about Jerry? What are they going to do at quarterback if they lose Dak? That's interesting. And that's why I think the Dallas Cowboys might just be a sleeper team in the quarterback market during the draft. Because at some point in time, they might have to draft a quarterback higher than you'd think at some point in time. Because Dak is going into the last year of the contract, and it might be time to get somebody in there to start grooming him. Just like they found Dak Prescott in round 4, might be time to go find another quarterback in another round to begin to get him ready.
Mm.
Okay, would you like some insight?
Yeah, give me some insight.
I asked Schefter this question.
Okay, you did.
I did.
Is this after you heard this or before?
Yeah, after I heard this.
Yep, so
this
is perfect.
You just texted him or you FaceTimed him?
I texted him. I asked him. I said, hey, what's this about drafting a quarterback? And he goes, you don't think they would? He was like, he's not sure that they're really, he threw that out there.
He's not reporting, he's opining.
He is just opinion is whatever you opining, yeah, I guess okay. is what you're saying there.
Opinionating.
Opinionating.
He's opinionating.
I asked him, I said, he goes, you don't think they would? You know? Like, he's not really sure.
Yeah, he should stick to just reporting the facts.
Come on, because I tried to tell him about the whole thing with Trey Lance.
Yeah, they already drafted their fourth round quarterback. Yeah, he's Trey Lance.
And I'm like, listen, if Pratt from Tulane or
Michael Pratt,
somebody like that, sure, I'd consider it. But you've already used a fourth round pick on a guy you had a second round grade on.
Yeah.
And he was asking me, like, well, you don't think they would draft a quarterback?
I think they have way too many needs that they need to fill that I don't know. And look, that was the Packer way.
He's not as confident as he sounded in that deal, right? And that report that he just did.
I think that there could be some mid-round quarterbacks that they like, whether that's Spencer Rattler, maybe it is Michael Pratt. We knew that they were interested, and I think Aiden O'Connell last year was a guy that Mike McCarthy liked a lot.
Right.
And it just kind of depended on the round and the value. I don't see it happening. I think when you look at not having a fourth-round pick, they're not going to be in a position most likely to take one of these guys.
No.
And they have Trey Lance.
That's what I'm saying. Once I explained that to Adam, he was like, oh, okay, thanks. And I'm like, well, see, this is the
part. Okay, thanks. I didn't think about that.
This is the part of, and I know it's interesting for fans out there to be able to kind of follow along and do stuff. This is the part that really stinks because you're hearing so much and some of it isn't true. Some of it's not. And so you report stuff that's not true, and then you get a fan base that all of a sudden is like, Dallas can draft a quarterback.
They come up with crazy ideas, ideas.
They come up with ideas and stuff like that. You know, this is the time when people are looking for information, but if you're just consistently throwing stuff out there that's not accurate, you're not helping anybody's fan base at all dealing with this.
No, you're not, but it is kind of the ESPN, hey, we know what is drawing
attention. I wanted to see how committed he was to his report. He wasn't.
I'm glad that you asked, because that's great. We can dispel that.
Yeah, but I think anybody that knows his team, they don't have enough picks.
No.
They used a fourth-round pick on a quarterback currently on their roster, you know, that they liked as a second-round grade. They're not going to – I just don't see them drafting a quarterback with now, if they get a bunch of picks, multiple picks, keep trading back, getting picks, maybe somebody's there. But I just don't see how you could say, this is a team with – you know, no, they've – If they have to get a quarterback, they are just going to find a way not to pay Trey Lance or pay
Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Then you let that go. Yeah. I mean, if a guy fell to you, if you have an Aaron Rodgers like slide, and maybe there's a quarterback that they do like.
We talked about that today.
That would be so awesome.
If one of those guys like Michael Penix or somebody falls to you at 24.
Yeah.
Then maybe they do have that conversation.
Yeah.
If they've graded him as a first rounder,
they'd pick up the phone and have a trade conversation. That would be so exciting. I think that's what the organization needs. You know, a breath of fresh air. So many people have given up on this model. I think Dak could still win a Super Bowl with a different team, but the Cowboys aren't winning a Super Bowl team with this model. Not with Dak as their quarterback. You would need the absolute GOAT to win with how they team build. So it'd be just amazing. You know, I think send Dak somewhere where a team wants to go all in to win you a Super Bowl. You're not going to win it if you don't really go all in, unless you have Mahomes. That's the bottom line.
I do want to know, Brian, like with this team needing more picks, and it'd be a day three pick for this player, but I've had, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, a lot of Tolos have asked about, okay, if Trey Lance is your backup, is there any value for Cooper Rush?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't. I don't think so either. You know, he had a chance to be signed. And remember, the only team,
the Raiders,
were the only ones that were interested in the player.
He's a good backup to have.
He is a good backup.
He's a very good backup to have. Money. Yeah.
Good
not
backup
a threat,
to have,
but quality. Win you games.
Can. No doubt. Yeah. He's proven that, no doubt. Now, the Raiders, there's a lot of Jaden Daniels noise going on. Like, does Jaden Daniels want to play for the Patriots? I know Schefter also reported he does believe that Washington will take Jaden Daniels at number two. Mm-hmm. Seems like the sports books believe that as well. Apparently, Raiders owner Mark Davis has given their GM, Tom Telesco, and head coach Antonio Pierce permission to trade up in the NFL draft for a quarterback. Jaden Daniels is one. He was just doing a Instagram Live with Malik Nabers. and Neighbors was kind of hitting on, like, hey, maybe there's a way that they could unite, similar to the Texans making that trade to stack back-to-back picks. Now, they went offensive and defensive, but maybe the Raiders get involved here in the Jaden Daniels sweepstakes. I don't know, but that's another team to kind of monitor what's going on with their quarterback situation. We also have the Eagles and Devontae Smith in talks regarding a long-term extension. This certainly is something I'm sure CeeDee Lamb and his representatives are monitoring. There's optimism that a deal could get done. Projected 4 years, $98 million is the projected deal now. Nothing confirmed, but something that could happen. And then we had the big deal with Josh Allen, not the quarterback, but the defensive end of the Jacksonville Jags. He got a 5-year, $150 million deal to stay in Jacksonville. So $88 million guaranteed. Micah Parsons and David Mulligetta, his agent, certainly eyeing that and thinking, oh, well, we're definitely going more than that.
Yeah, I mean, the Jags, it's confusing. You should have just got the deal done with this dude, Josh Allen, so that you could have franchise tagged Calvin Ridley. You wouldn't have gone and paid Gabe Davis. Like, the order of operations here seems pretty flawed from the Jaguars' standpoint.
Well, it's still Balky over there? Is he still their GM?
Trent Balky, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy that's made a lot of, who knows? I mean, weird moves in the past.
He survived. He's a survivor. There was talk that he was going to be out the door, and he managed to keep his gig.
You guys hear about, I know you have because we've kind of talked about it, but this Terrell Suggs deal is getting crazy. Oh, my goodness gracious. TMZ reporting. Terrell Suggs, former Baltimore Raven.
T-Sizzle.
Pulled a gun out, threatened to kill a man in an argument while at Starbucks. He swore at Suggs before the ex-NFL star challenged him to a fight. Said, I'll kill your BS.
Okay.
There was also another thing that he said that is not clean for radio, so I'll refrain from saying it.
What did it start with?
A P, ass, and then a derogatory slur.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's a man that
won. It's not
won.
A strong slur either.
It's not.
That man, it's just not a strong slur for the white people's. This just doesn't, honestly, it's it not doesn't something, hit.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't hit.
But I feel like we can't say it, right?
If you know where it came from, I don't know why they even use that.
Yeah. Saltines.
No. Crack of that whip.
Okay.
That's where it really came from.
I didn't think it came from Saltines.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But for people that were wondering, like, what are
so
we talking
about?
So
it's not a good, you know, it's not a good
it's
one.
It's not
no,
good.
No, you got to come up with something else, and there's nothing that hits out there.
We should. 877.
You guys conquered the best word.
Thank you.
Everybody else is fighting for seconds.
Yeah, come on, man.
This is ridiculous. We can even think of something more vulgar. Harsh.
Who is?
Well, why are you challenging Suggs?
Yes. Who is the crazy person that's looking at Terrell Suggs and thinking, yeah, I want to S-talk this
no,
guy?
Like, that is a dude I am not messing with. That's like James Harrison.
It's the biggest human being to ever step foot in a Starbucks.
Hell no.
And you're going to come at him?
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
You see his mugshot?
He seems a little happy to be there.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I think he did it.
Yeah, that's a guy that's not denied.
He's not denied.
He's
not
like, yep.
I confess, I did do this.
I mean, I might
and
have.
What are you going to do about it?
I might have a respectful disagreement with Mr. Suggs. I think we could see eye to eye, and you know, as strong as my language would get, my voice would never raise much. It would probably be higher, a nice high octave, and would end with sir.
There'd be a lot of sir involved. Yeah. And what can I do for you? Do you want my coffee? Did I cut you in line?
You gonna move out the way like Broadus does that goose?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. My bad. I am so sorry.
Sorry, I'm in your area.
What else can I give you? My television? My wallet? Mm-hmm.
With the prayer hands.
Namaste, sir. Namaste.
Yeah, I'm totally nonviolent.
Oh, okay, man. We're going to have to get, I mean, you assume TMZ is going to end up getting this Starbucks footage.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see the size of this guy.
Right.
Like the other guy.
Okay. Does he look like a college wrestler or something? Like, is there cauliflower ear? Like, what gave him the confidence to mother bleep Suggs?
We've got little man syndrome.
And caffeine. Plus caffeine together.
Yeah. And maybe it's, you know, we got a little Adderall mixed in too, Bobby Belt style.
Yeah, rewind that security tape about 15 minutes. You'll see him order a triple espresso and pop a pill.
There's a lot of waiting around at Starbucks. Yeah. So.
And he'd call it breakfast.
A lot of waiting around at Starbucks. You know, you get up, you get frustrated. You know, you get a little.
I only hit the drive-thru.
I'm not going to get that mad. Yeah, not Terrell Suggs. I'm going to beat you up, mad.
I've seen people get mad at these Starbucks. I mean, not pulling a gun mad, but, you know.
Well, I'm talking about just having a confrontation with Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get that mad in Starbucks.
No.
I'll wait one more person.
I'd be mad at everybody else.
In fact, go ahead and skip me in line.
Screw you, mother bleep you.
I'm gonna start that. Yeah. I'm gonna start that train where we start buying the person behind you's deal. I'm like, he's on me. We can get the train rolling if you want. I'm paying for his and the guy that he's gonna pay for in this line. Terrell, get whatever you want. You want a pastry?
It's unreal. We did get Tavondre Sweat's blood alcohol content level.
Oh, okay. And this is the 400 pounder.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Texas defensive tackle that was in that accident. Level was more than 25% over the legal limit when he was pulled over for a DWI. His BAC was measured at 6:08 a.m., but the officer arrived to the scene at 4:41 a.m., meaning his BAC could have been much higher if it had been tested earlier.
Is that high, Dawson?
25%? No, I mean, legal's 0.08, so 25% knows, is like 0.1.
Dick Wolf.
He knows.
Right? You're not like hammered until you're 0.18, see? You know?
Okay.
0.2, like, wow, how are you keeping that car on the road? You know, 0.3, possibly dying.
What do you think I was possibly at the parade?
I think we were all probably around
you think
same.
I was 0.15?
Yeah, 0.15, 0.12, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like
still
the peak was after that vodka tequila or whatever we chugged, or I did straight from the tap.
Me and Broadus Waterfall didn't. You just went right mouth
wild animal
mouth
style. Yeah, it's a bleeping World Series parade, guys. Come on.
and then you handed it back to the lady in the crowd that who knows how many mouths.
They were very happy to have it back.
Yeah,
I should have just walked off with it.
So like three times the legal limit is where it's probably like, okay, now you're playing with some serious.
Yeah, your field sobriety test is a total disaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not fooling the cop at all.
Like this is all just a formality, this crap we're doing here.
Yeah, I got gout. That's why I can't get the line.
Oh, my bunion. Yeah. Oh, that my bunion. So I can't move.
Oh, the gout and the bunion. Final thing.
That's
NFL.
A great idea. I got to remember that one.
Last NFL news of the day. Antoine Winfield working towards a deal to make him the NFL's highest paid safety with the Bucs. First team All-Pro in 2023. That's my dude. Love you. And I hope he gets his bag. He deserves it.
Right on. Well, Chuck, thank you. NFL news of the day, most afternoons, 3 o'clock. A special programming notice coming up at 5 o'clock.
That's right.
Is that that's accurate?
Right. Okay. That's right.
And no, nobody's leaving this time.
I don't know.
Okay.
Some of us don't have contracts.
So you don't know that.
That's a good point. Things could change here. You know,
I just signed mine, so don't you fools leave.
Doing my best.
Okay. We were thinking the same thing about you.
LA Live 2-7.
Yeah, don't leave.
Lucius was out. I was out.
Yeah, don't leave, Lucius, please.
Cowboys content is flowing. An NFL draft big board report is next here in the G-Bag Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Let's do some Cowboys and some talk some draft here with you, but we have a little bit of Rangers news before we get there. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankaffirm.com. Yeah, a little bit of Rangers news here for you. Wyatt Langford is going to get the night off. It's Simeon Seager Carter, Garcia Smith batting fifth, Heim sixth, and then Walsh, Janko DH in batting eighth, and Leody Taveras in center field. Your starting pitcher tonight, our buddy Cody Bradford, who's been on the show at least three times in my recollection.
Yes, sir.
Rangers need to get a win. Sitting at 6-5, losing to the A's, it'd be nice. But you know, as we've learned, this is not going to be easy. And you know, unfortunately, the Rangers still have Jose Leclerc in their bullpen, and last night it cost them. I would hope that Boach sees this as the last time we need to suffer that fate for a while. It would involve a week off for me. It might involve some minor league stuff. Like I think you got to put Leclerc in desperation mode, like he is in the postseason, the World Series, when he's in like, man, I'm kind of battling for my career mode. I have anxiety about how I lack control. You know, it's just, it's not going well. What got the absolute best of him was being terrified because his postseason was on the line. And I think you got to tap back into that. Career's on the line. You know, let's see how you react to that. Instead of this, let's just take it day by day and trust your stuff. I think you got to shock the energy somehow. So hopefully Boach is going to do that. But, you know, in the end, however Boach handles it, I'm sure it's good. You know, he's got like a PhD with 20 years of infield experience at this point. I love having that kind of leadership on my team. But from my perspective, Leclerc wouldn't pick up a baseball with my uniform on for at least a week. I just couldn't stand the sight of it.
I'd probably be the same way as you on that one, but that is one of the comforting things about this Rangers team right now is knowing, having the confidence that they will figure it out. You know, yeah. The decision makers, the powers that be, understand, and whatever their process is, it feels like something that can be trusted despite some bumps along the way where our frustrations sometimes, you know, sometimes cooler heads prevail, and that's what they got going on, and we're kind of like, dude, what the heck are we doing? But ultimately, you know, one way or another, they're going to get it figured out.
Yeah. I love Boach, CY, you know, a lot of great leadership on this team, into the players, the pitchers, the players themselves. Okay, Brian, you've been talking quite a bit behind the scenes about what position group you feel like is most likely going to be addressed in the first round. The Athletic's John Machota with an article about it today. We go to Johnny Matches, and he ranked your top five most likely positions to be taken by the Cowboys at 24. Where would you go with it, or what do you think is going to happen as of now?
I think it's going to be I think they're hunting a center, and I think they're trying to figure out which one is going to be there when they pick at 24. Okay. Will it be Barton, or will it be Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon? I think they're comfortable with either one of those guys. That would be my guess. I think on their board, the center might be higher than whatever tackles on that board.
Would be for me.
So that's
most likely.
That's if I had to place a bet on it right now, and I know we got a couple of weeks until this thing kicks off for real, and then you know maybe you'll get somebody leaking some stuff to you about the direction that they really think. But my gut feeling right now is they're hunting a center,
and that would be at least best player available compared to the tackle.
Well, the best in their stack, they might have these two centers, Barton from Duke, Powers Johnson from Oregon, higher than any one of these other tackles that we might be talking about.
So it's looking like best offensive lineman available?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an offensive lineman. That will be your pick. Now, if you get it seems like Graham Barton is starting to get a little bit of hype leading into this thing. It was Powers Johnson was getting a ton of buzz. Now it's moved over to Barton. Maybe he's not there. I mean, it seems like a lot of the mocks you're looking at, he's not available. So do you pivot? Do you go with a Guyton from Oklahoma at tackle? But I do think it will be whoever the best offensive lineman is most likely will be your selection. Unless you get maybe a trade up if one of those guys starts to fall. We've talked about Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon mm-hmm. State. I think that's the only scenario you see a move up. I think Zach Frazier, the center from West Virginia,
right.
could also be a sneaky fallback option. That could maybe be a trade
I
back
I think that's
scenario.
A trade back, too, yeah. And to me, they might even take – I wonder if Frazier gets to at 56 in the second round.
He could. I don't think he will, but he could.
Okay, well, if you trade back, say you trade out of the first round, there's a couple of names I would keep an eye on then, potentially. Would you say Cooper, the linebacker from Texas A&M, is a trade back?
Yes.
And then I would also think Frazier, from the center from West Virginia.
I also wonder about Peyton Wilson.
Linebacker from North Carolina
he's
State.
He's so darn good. If they view him medically as like, this guy's okay, he's played 2 years, we're fine with it, because the tape is undeniable. The guy is just awesome.
Yeah.
So Mashota goes offensive tackle 1, center 2.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle 3. It's disappointing that they need defensive tackle. And I think at this point, I'm rooting for them to take offensive lineman over defensive line, because I just think there's a much better chance they'll have a hit.
I think a running back will probably be higher on their board again than one of their defensive tackles.
But the running back position does not make Mashota's top 5. He goes defensive end and then wide receiver, cornerback. Mm. Speaking of running backs, let's jump over here to a blog in the boys. They have aggregated a couple of different spots that are taking a look at third round runners. Braylon Allen, Wisconsin, or you could have Bucky Irving, Oregon. Between those two gentlemen, which one would you prefer?
I would look at one of the other backs personally than those two, but I do think I'd take Bucky Irving over Braylon Allen. Now, they visited with Braylon Allen. He's a big back. He's 6'2". To me, for his size, I don't see the physicality. If it's blocked up, Braylon Allen will get it for you. He's highly productive at Wisconsin. I don't see a lot of creativity in the way that he runs. Bucky Irving is more of that slithering, explosive type of back. The issue with him comes from what we've talked about with pass protection. He is a smaller guy at 5'8". You can see him get bullied and run over in pass pro. But as a runner, he's got great field vision, contact balance, very explosive, and he's good in the receiving game as well.
I feel like with Allen...
Sold me.
Well, yeah, I feel like with Allen, he could be a guy that you could feature. I think Irving you have to split time with. I think you have to have...
the size.
I think you have to have two backs for Bucky Irving to play. I think Braylon Allen could play. Handle him the ball. I mean, his toughness is super impressive. His elusiveness is not.
Not. He's not going to create.
No, not at all.
But good speed?
Not really.
Average.
Not really. Oh, not
average,
really.
Average
for
speed.
Allen.
But like I say, he is a tough guy, and he's got contact balance, and he's going to finish forward. He's more of a bully than he is anything.
Okay. What do you think about this report here? Bruce Feldman says the Cowboys really like NC State linebacker Peyton Wilson. I believe he just mentioned him a few moments ago. A linebacker name to watch for the Cowboys. Is this something we can get excited about? I mean, we need like the next Sean Lee to be able to step in here and a significant piece that the opposition has to account for in every play.
He'd be a more athletic Sean Lee. I mean, he's got the smarts, the intelligence to read and diagnose, but his sideline-to-sideline speed as a rusher as well, he can get after the quarterback. I mean, he's got some of the most impressive tape from a linebacker that I think you've seen in years. He would be the best linebacker in this draft, Brian, if it weren't for the injuries. Yep. I think we agree on
that. He's my number one linebacker, even with the injuries.
I heard Brugler this morning talk about, I mean, the injuries, double-digit surgeries on his body?
Yes. Yeah.
My goodness.
And that's the fear.
He is a Sean Lee.
That's one of those where if I'm a GM and I find that out about the player, I'm not even looking at his tape. I don't want to be sucked in on something here that be like, oh my gosh, I will bypass my principles. That's not injured guy. That's historic injured guy. Double digit surgeries.
Yeah. But the last 2 years he's been healthy with NC State.
He might not have an ACL.
We'll go day 3.
Neither did Tajay Spears.
Round 5, 6, 7, something like that. I could see, you know, because of the Cowboys' need. You know, if you got 2 years now of not getting hurt, maybe you figured something out. You know, maybe you changed your diet. You were on the wrong path, fast food and sugar. You switched to vegetables and alkaline water and lean protein. The next thing you know, you're not getting hurt. Give me a narrative. I'm willing to buy on that for that kind of talent on day 3.
Everybody you're looking at right now.
Cowboys will take him day one. Sorry.
Well, everybody you're looking at right now, as far as some of the top players, have all got something wrong with him. He's got significant things wrong with him.
Yes.
Yeah. But like we've all keep saying.
But if they took him, dude, you would love him.
Yeah. He is going to make every single tackle.
He's incredible.
He'd be hurt the second day in Oxnard.
If that's the case, then you can tell me and Zach we're all full of S.
Okay. All right. Well. Feel like I do on a regular basis. Anyway.
I know. I just,
what else is
I just thought it was kind of par for the course. I wanted to set you up for you're okay, but doing it. Yeah.
Gosh, dude, I'll tell you, all this draft talk's got me.
It's exciting.
Bit, got I me mean, a little bit hungry.
It's draft season, baby.
I'm hungry, dude. Thank God the fans' path to the draft this year is brought to you by Pluckers.
Ooh,
you know
that is right.
That's we had all as well.
Eight Pluckers locations parting with you on the opening night of the draft.
Come eat fried Oreos and ice cream, and we'll have ourselves a time.
Holy Mac and cheese.
Nachos.
Oh, my goodness.
I might break a record on the consumption of the Holy Mac.
That's such great.
We got to have a wing count at whatever location y'all are at, like we did with the beers at spring training. I want to see how many the Chief can get through. Special programming announcement coming up at 5 o'clock. An edition of Revelations next, Chief?
Yes, sir. It's time I inform the people what the P in Paris Olympics actually stands for. That's next here in the nation.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Special programming announcement coming up at 5 o'clock. It's now time for the Chiefs' revelations.
Yes, sir. Cannot wait to chat Mavericks basketball with Tim Cato in 15 minutes. That's going to be fantastic. Your Mavericks now clinching the postseason, avoiding the play-in, and they are the team nobody wants to see. But right now, it's time for this. All right, we're going to get to the Paris Olympics here in just a moment, but I want you guys to consider something. My dad, in a recent sermon, mentioned anecdotally that the advent of the mirror did not arrive until the 14th century.
Dang.
Wasn't something I'd ever considered. And so he shouldn't have said that during his sermon, because then my mind started wandering a little bit. I'm thinking about the mirror now. What life would have been like. This is now a bathroom staple for anyone, public or home. I would say 9 out of 10 bathrooms have a mirror in there.
Yeah.
But just general life without the mirror, how do you imagine that going? No mirror. You don't know how many people lived an entire life not really knowing what they looked like.
I feel like your self-confidence would probably be much higher.
Yes. Yes, most likely. Yeah.
And you don't know how ugly you might be or how fat you are.
I think you'd know how fat you are.
Maybe.
You probably have a lot more neck beards going on, I imagine.
Ooh, yeah.
Like the more, Andrew Luck vibe.
A lot more unpopped pimples, maybe, out there, unfortunately. On a different topic, I was listening to somebody talk about this recently, like the difference of previous generations. And one thing that happened is you relied on others for your sense of self and self-worth. So actually the opinions of others mattered a lot more. And I don't know if the mirror's presence or lack thereof would contribute to that. But I would imagine you could build a self-image a lot better with a mirror than without. But yeah, a lot of things were super different back in the day. And that's why it was so important what people thought of you, right? Because your whole value was like condensed down to the immediate people like in your neighborhood or your little town or whatever. Like that was your complete identity, what they thought of you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And just, I don't know. I guess you're probably doing the Tarzan thing of peeking into the local river or whatever to get a reflection
to catch a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, or Simba perhaps. But you're still not getting a true look. And yeah, I do wonder how many dudes were able to get the hotter girl. You know, the 5 dude gets the 10 girl because the 10 girl doesn't know she's a 10.
Let's go.
So, you know, maybe she's more willing to settle on that. You know, in that situation, he obviously knows she's attractive, but he doesn't know how attractive he is. So he's like, I mean, why not? I'll take my chances here.
Pretty smart, pretty strong. Looks like I'm the alpha.
Everyone became the late bloomer.
Yeah.
You know, you never knew how the girl in high school, she peaks in college. Yeah. She wasn't attractive in high school. Now she didn't know how attractive she was. This was kind of all day, every day.
How many people you think didn't know they had really bad teeth?
That also is probably great.
That to me seems like something maybe in today's society we still people don't look in the mirror all the time.
That's probably an advertising.
Are you teeth shaming right now?
I'm saying there's some maybe there's some places that don't have mirrors.
I do got some pretty jacked up chiclets. I just refuse to
I'm
get
just
braces.
Saying back in the 14th century, Dawson. I'm not saying
Well, I think there's some level of looking around you and seeing everybody else's teeth looking awful. You have to probably have the self-awareness to know my teeth probably look
my
bad,
teeth,
too.
Yeah.
Like everybody's teeth are terrible here.
Yeah, it's a non-factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that levels the playing field a little bit. Yeah. We all got garbage teeth. So, just was curious.
It's still something today.
But it goes to relying on others for your identity because ultimately you're going to talk about how hot those girls are. You're going to create a pecking order, right? And they're going to talk about you, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, word gets out pretty quick, especially, you know, these small villages or whatever. And now you're being told, oh, no, I'm ugly. Like, imagine finding out, like, you didn't get to find out for yourself.
Goodness gracious.
You had to be told, hey, don't shoot your shot with that one over there. Because you're going to get a hard no. Because we've informed her that she's hot and she knows you're not. Be very, very interesting. Now, we'll get to, once again, the Olympics here momentarily. But I also wanted to just run something by you guys. I don't know. I mean, you guys know about me. Generally, at home, I'm doing the seated pee situation. Only in the comfort of my own home.
Out of courtesy for others as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
But last night...
You don't feel a little strange? Just a little bit?
Not at all, Lucius. Not at all.
There's a lot of strange going on.
Not a lot at all.
Last night, I did the rare stand and pee in my own home.
Did you pee on the ground?
Mazel tov.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that. Did you pee on your feet?
Coming of age moment.
Did you miss?
Yeah, of course
I was actually I did. I lifted the seat and everything. I was proud of the. I was proud of the aim. I really was. But my wife was eavesdropping in the living room while I was doing this, and she was asking me because she doesn't usually hear it the same way because I'm usually sitting down. You know, it's just not as audible this time. She's catching it.
Lomax.
And so she's like, is that normal, what you just did? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And she started describing the way that my pee sounded. Yeah. And it was like strong stream for 90% of it. Yeah. But then the final maybe 10 to 15 seconds is just sort of like a pump and go dribble situation, you know? And I guess in her mind, it's like it's just generally just full stream and then it's a hard stop and it's over. And she was wondering, like, are you sure you're good with the way that sounded there with the dribbles at the end?
She watchdogging?
Is everything healthy?
Sounded like, bro. She got like three kids she's got to worry about. Hey, man, you okay?
I'm like, I can't even pee. Like, this is why I sit to
you
pee.
Got that insurance
like, it's just
paid
another reminder as to why the benefits of sitting to pee at your house, you know? It's just another thing for your wife to wonder about, you know, poke holes into a little bit.
My God.
Velocity shaming, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I felt good about the strength of the stream for at least 80% of it, but I don't know. If you guys are doing a 15-second dribble deal at the end, just make sure you're clearing it all out. Then I feel comfortable.
I'm with you, bro. You're not alone.
Okay, because I've been a little bit concerned.
Good swing on that caddy there in the par 3.
That's
Masters.
A wife.
That wife has a good swing.
That's a wife,
I think she might be trying, actually, now trying to get inside the mind of a female, she might be trying to manipulate you to sit back down. Like, is that normal? Because that wasn't that impressive. Might not want to do that again.
I had the sound too strong.
I'm trying to peel this back and get to the root of what she's doing to me.
Because
she's mind bleeping me right now, and she's up on the scoreboard.
It's the reverse psychology. I actually had the opposite effect on the sitting down situation once. And this was a two-ing, you know, you can't one without two-ing situation.
Yeah.
So it wasn't purposefully sitting to pee, but I had it like go through the seat lid, that little opening there.
Oh no.
It was not a good moment.
So it
was way more
cold messy. Morning.
You were you were sort of horizontal instead of like down, hanging down.
I don't think I was really prepared for what was about to happen. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm like aiming and
long night with the booger sugar.
Who knows, dude?
I guess that is certainly of note as a hazard. I appreciate that because I am nothing but like the pros of sitting to pee in the comfort of your
I know
own
you've
home,
had a lot
is,
of practice
that's
with
definitely
it.
A
I
hazard
was not having practice with
you
it.
Just,
you pull your little skivvies down to your ankles and do it.
I do. Yeah. I mean, everything, if you just watched me, you would think up until I don't wipe and I just stand up and go, you would think I was, you know, deucing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody knows.
And
you got to push it down there and squeeze your legs together. You're doing too much, bro. Come on.
That's not how nature made the situation.
Yeah, the back of my hand has to get some work there.
Some rubbing going on there. Yeah.
Okay, so Paris puppy. Olympics. What does the P in Paris Olympics stand for? Of course, it stands for poo. According to the Washington Post, a conservation group called the Surf Rider Foundation has spent 6 months examining water samples taken near the bridge that will be used for the swimming marathon's finish line and claims it's detected an alarming level of E. coli and Enterococci. Mm. Two forms of bacteria that are linked to, of course, fecal matter. And that's obviously not an ideal situation for a waterway that's preparing to welcome some of the best aquatic athletes on the planet. So just something to monitor there.
That's
apparently
grounds enough not to go.
There are currently plans to install water treatment plant disinfection units and force boats that currently dispose of body waste in the, I believe it's the Seine. The Seine River? Seine River?
Sounds insane to me.
To pivot to other methods in the months leading up to the Olympics. So just a huge cautionary tale. Can you imagine being an Olympic athlete? You've been training your entire life for this moment to go swim in some Paris waters, lead yourself to victory on behalf of your country, and the whole time
swim faster.
You're gonna come out of there with double pink eye. I mean, at the very least. I mean, if you come out of there with double pink eye and that's it, you kind of feel like you got unscathed.
Didn't our guy Bob Costas get pink eye during the Olympics?
Yeah, but that was for something else.
Yeah. Maybe swimming in the poo.
Yeah.
That'll do it. You know, I think that was
just a crazy night in Thailand.
Most likely way to get
it. Because it wasn't banned. Which Olympics was that?
Russia? That might have been Sochi.
Okay. Nonetheless, just an unfortunate situation.
Tokyo,
and hopefully Paris gets their river figured out before they put human beings in it.
Are they actually, so we're going to be swimming in that?
A PSA, if you will.
Yeah. The Texans can't get over the irony of maybe your disappointment in Caleb Williams' lack of masculine traits or habits, and you're sitting to pee. Would you like to address this before we go?
That's a very good question from them.
Because you got to push it down, then sit down,
yeah,
bro.
There's a lot.
You're looking ridiculous.
Right. A lot going on there, bro.
You're looking ridiculous, bro.
I actually paint my nails while I sit to pee.
We have more Draft Gold coming
more
up.
More time.
The Fans' Path to Draft coverage is brought to you by our friends at Pluckers. We'll be at all 8 Pluckers locations, parting with you on opening night of the draft. It's also brought to you by our friends at Zero Res. Significant programming announcement is coming up at 5 o'clock that we are sure you will enjoy. Tim Cato of The Athletic. Are the Mavs going to go win the championship? He'll answer that question and more coming up next right here to the G-Back Nation and the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.